Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey all, welcome back to the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. I'm your host, pharmacist Eric Christensen. You can track me down on LinkedIn, Eric Christensen, PharmD, BCPS, BCGP, or you can also find me at mededucation101@gmail.com. If you have questions or suggestions or curious about different resources as far as drug interactions or case studies, I can definitely send you to those links if interested there. I hope you enjoy the episode today. Today I'm going to cover finasteride. Brand name of this medication is Proscar, or it's also known as Propecia. And I'll get into the different indications there for each of those agents. So first, this drug is categorized as a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor. And what this means is by blocking 5-alpha reductase, this prevents the conversion of testosterone to dihydrotestosterone. Okay? So ultimately, what this drug is going to do is reduce the levels of dihydrotestosterone. Now, what does dihydrotestosterone do? Dihydrotestosterone plays an important role in causing or contributing to the growth of the prostate. So as you can imagine, a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor like finasteride can be used to help shrink the prostate and manage symptoms of BPH. Now, you might ask yourself, why no testosterone increases the size of the prostate as well, so won't there be more of that around? And that is true to an extent. However, dihydrotestosterone is a much more potent androgen than testosterone is. So essentially, you're reducing the overall androgen burden on that patient, which again can help shrink the prostate and help symptoms of BPH. In addition, dihydrotestosterone causes hair follicle damage. So what that means is it's associated with baldness. So if we reduce that agent or that molecule, hormone, we can actually help treat hair loss. And that is indeed one of the other indications for finasteride. So those are the two most common indications that I see it used for. BPH, I would say, first and foremost. And then rarely you may see it used in hair loss as well. Now, the dosing is different for those indications. For BPH, we're going to use a significantly higher dose of 5 milligrams. For hair loss, we're going to use a dose of 1 milligram typically. How about adverse drug reactions? So, thinking about testosterone and dihydrotestosterone and the androgen effects, one of the most common and major adverse effects that patients are going to report is impotence or sexual dysfunction. Okay, so that's something we got to look out for in patients. It can potentially also lower blood pressure as well. I would say it's probably more so associated with alpha blockers, which may be used in combination with finasteride, but there is some potential for lower blood pressure just from finasteride as well. Okay, I do want to also mention that in my practice, I primarily have worked geriatrics and long-term care, and I've been around a lot of younger female caregivers of childbearing age. And it's really, really important to remember that this drug is teratogenic. Okay, so the pregnancy risk, historically using the categories, it is category X. Okay, so even handling, getting powder, handling broken or crushed tablets, getting that powder on hands and things like that is definitely not a good thing for younger females of childbearing age to do because of those risks in pregnancy. So I think that's a really, really important education point to remember there. Let's talk a little bit about onset of action and kinetics. So in both shrinking the prostate and hair growth, it takes a really, really long time for finasteride to work. So you really got to spend some time and educate patients and let them know, hey, this isn't an instantaneous miracle cure for your symptoms of BPH or symptoms of alopecia. So again, takes time to work. How long does it take to work? It can take months for this agent to work in both hair loss and BPH. Typically, an adequate trial for the management and shrinking of the management of BPH and shrinking of the prostate, you're probably looking at 6 to 12 months. For hair loss and that type of thing, you're probably looking at 3 to 6 months of taking the medication and seeing if it's actually going to provide some benefit. So in BPH specifically, what's often done as far as patients who are really symptomatic, you know, they have trouble with urine flow and things of that nature, alpha blockers will often be given with finasteride. So a drug like tamsulosin, for example, okay? So that tamsulosin has a much, much quicker onset and is hopefully going to help with symptoms to a modest extent there. All right, so let's take a quick break from our sponsor and we'll finish up with drug interactions. If you're in the market for pharmacist board certification study material like NAPLEX, BCPS, ambulatory care, geriatrics, or BCMTMS, definitely go check out our exam resources that can help you prepare and pass your exam. We've got lots of testimonials and satisfied customers over the years. Been doing this content for several years now, so hopefully it's tailored well towards your specific exam and can certainly help give you a little edge as far as trying to pass these exams. If you're a nurse, med student, or other healthcare professional looking to learn more about medications and medication safety, definitely go check out meded101.com/store. We've got a growing list of Amazon books, Audible books, and different resources along those lines that you can certainly check out and help maybe beef up your education about patient safety and medication management. So again, everything located at meded101.com/store. All right, so finishing up on drug interactions, let's talk first about anticholinergics. So anticholinergics can definitely oppose beneficial effects in the management of BPH. So if you remember anticholinergics, they can facilitate essentially clamping down or blocking urine flow. And when we do that, that can lead to worsening symptoms, worsening urinary retention, which again kind of counteracts and opposes any beneficial effects you might be getting from your 5-alpha reductase inhibitor like finasteride. Okay, another class of medications are the decongestants. So these have alpha agonist activity and again can kind of restrict urine flow out of the body and increase the risk of urinary retention and exacerbating symptoms of BPH. And as far as, you know, drug interactions go and increasing concentrations of finasteride, there really aren't a ton of drug interactions that way, whether it's, you know, the CYP enzyme system. Usually we don't have to worry about that too much. There is a supplement called saw palmetto that may have 5-alpha reductase activity. So that could potentially have some additive effects to finasteride. So I would say most often what I've seen in clinical practice is you see a patient that has prostate issues and maybe they read online, maybe they hear from a friend, whatever the case may be, that, oh, this saw palmetto is supposed to help with prostate issues. Well, they try to take it, and, you know, maybe they get a little benefit, maybe they don't, but then they go to their physician and they get prescribed finasteride, and now all of a sudden you've got the patient potentially on both of those agents and having additive effects potentially. So I'm typically, in most situations, going to recommend discontinuing that saw palmetto if a patient's on a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor like finasteride. So those kind of wrap up the drug interactions. There's not a ton of drug interactions with finasteride, which is definitely a nice thing. But the primary thing I think about is drugs that potentially exacerbate BPH symptoms or oppose those beneficial effects that we might see from finasteride. All right, so that's going to wrap up the podcast for today. Leave a rating, review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. Definitely go subscribe at reallifepharmacology.com. Get your free 31-page study guide of the top 200 drugs. Great little resource for any healthcare professional or aspiring healthcare professional. And of course, share us with friends, colleagues, students you're precepting, and help us grow the podcast. Again, support the sponsor at meded101.com/store. Help us keep this podcast free and educational for all to enjoy. And I'm going to sign off for today. Thanks so much for listening. Take care and have a great rest of your day.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.